code OOB and have a happy new year.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Aggravation. You got aggravated in the first hour. You got animated. Shaved your beard. You look like Yosemite Sam over there. Turned red, started firing up, come off the ground, you're firing your gun so fast. I love it. That was a good hour. When you label that hour, just say Zach loses his mind.
I labeled it, "Do you love it like I love it?" Oh. Uploaded it.
I love it. The American barbershop was an American cultural icon in the early 19th century through the 1960s. And for generations, barbershops, it was a way of life, place to relax, enjoy great conversations, get a fine haircut and a classic shave. Over time, you had relationships and personal relationships with their barbers, and clients had that and lasted a lifetime. You did that, Zach. You did a thing where you, same guy cut your hair for 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, 25 there. Anyway, now it changed. This unisex craze came through and barbershops almost disappeared, and men's options for getting their haircut changed over time. You had to go to salons and get it cut, and men and women are going to the same places now. Well, now it's back. The American barbershop's back. Let the ladies at Rooster take care of you. You go to work, you take care of the kids, you do everything around the house. Not treat yourself. Do yourself a favor. Your lady will notice the difference when you go to Roosters, roostersmgc.com, roostersmgc.com. I have a couple of things here for those that are going pro. Let me go over the ACC and the SEC guys and tell you who's going pro. Christian Wilkins, as you know now, announced yesterday that he is not going pro. And so that's good news for all Clemson fans. I have a list here of, if I can find it on here, the ones that across the ACC and the SEC that are going pro. If I can find, I've got it by school on one of these. I've got three different things. I'm trying to find the one by school. Are you buying that Hugh Freeze? He talked to Nick Saban yesterday. Is that about the offensive coordinator's job or just coming on their staff as kind of an analyst? He can't do that, right?
Just an analyst.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Florida State. Oh, somebody wanted Georgia, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to give those to him now. Georgia lost Trenton Thompson, the defensive tackle, and Roquan Smith, the linebacker. So for Georgia, let me go ahead and tell you now, I'll get you the depth charts now for the schools. Maybe it's some of this kind of come across. For Georgia on offense next year, you lose Wims, your best wide receiver. You lose Isaiah Wynn, the left tackle, and you lose Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, and you lose the fullback and Christian Payne, and you lose a tight end and Jeb Blazevich. On offense next year, you bring back Terry Godwin at wide receiver, Mecole Hardman, who's going to be a star, I think, at wide receiver, and Riley Ridley. So you're good at wide receiver. I think you're good on the offensive line. Ben Cleveland comes back. Andrew Thomas comes back. You had a great offensive line recruited in there. Isaac Nauta, the tight end, comes back. Obviously, Jake Fromm comes back. Jacob Eason's transferring out, but you're bringing in Fields. And while you lose Chubb and Michelle, you bring back DeAndre Swift, and you add to it Zamir White and James Cook. So your offense should be really good. Defense next year is going to be a little bit of an issue. Seniors, you lose John Atkins, the Deaton, the nose guard, Lorenzo Carter, the Sam linebacker, Davin Bellamy, the Jack linebacker, Reggie Carter, the Mike linebacker, and Roquan Smith went pro. All four linebackers gone. You lose Malcolm Parrish, the corner, who gave it the touchdown. You lose Dominic Sanders, really good corner. And you lose Aaron Davis, your nickel guy. So that's eight starters on defense that you lose. Now, that means Julian Rochester's got to. And Trenton Thompson, too. It just means Julian Rochester's got to play bigger now. David Marshall's got to play more now. I don't know who in the world's playing linebacker for you. But your defense won't be near as good next year. So we'll see what comes out for George. Anyway, that's George's list there. All right, let me give you some of these other guys. Give me a school here, Zach. Who are you interested in? I'm going to do one. I'll take a phone call.
A school I'm interested in about players leaving?
You're interested in Florida State, right?
Yes, Florida State.
Florida State lost Derwin James. These are juniors that declared. Tavares McFadden, two great defensive backs. They lose Josh Sweat, the defensive end. Never really played his potential. Auden Tate, the wide receiver. Ryan Izzo, the tight end. And Jalen Wilkerson, the defensive end. They got back. DeMarcus Christmas and Jacquez Patrick decided to come back. Patrick's the tailback. That's, you know, it's pretty good. And Christmas, pretty good defensive tackle there too. So Florida State, quickly on offense, they lose Tate at wide receiver. They lose Rick Leonard at tackle, Izzo at tight end, and almost everybody else comes back. Offensive line wasn't great, but you feel like it could be better. Naquan Murray comes back at one wide receiver. The wide receivers aren't great, but you bring back Cam Akers, you bring back Jacquez Patrick, and now you get back James Blackman and DeAndre Francois, quarterback. They'll be better on offense. The issue will be defense. You lose Derek Nandi. You lose Josh Sweat, Roderick Hoskins, a Mike linebacker, Jacob Pugh, the Sam linebacker, Tavares McFadden, the cornerback. You lose both safety. Or you lose Trey Marshall at one safety, and you lose Derwin James at the other safety. So you lose about seven there on defense. Some talent in the secondary. I'm not sure there's talent in the front seven the way you're used to it. Brian Burns is a really good player, and Christmas will be pretty good, but I'm not sure the linebacker core will be all that great next year at Florida State. Good, but not great. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's go to Irmo, my old stomping grounds, where Roland checks in. Good morning, Roland. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
How's it going, man? I like it when y'all say Roland.
Roland,
thank you talking to me. Right. You know, y'all act like y'all the only ones up there got traditions. If people want to come back, you know, we got traditions down here too. You know, I remember as a kid, my dad taking me around the old cockaboose and, you know, running the hobos out in the mornings before the fans would show up. You know, we had to get them guys out of there, you know. I still remember dumpster diving as a kid because, I mean, look around. There's dumpsters everywhere. Some of them was on fire. Some of them wasn't. But we'd look for old programs and such, to read while late at night. You know, need something to read late at night. He'd take me down to Five Points and say, watch this robbery right here, son. You know, I'm looking forward to taking my kids down there and hope the players would all come back. You know, Clemson ain't the only one with stuff to go back to, man. You know, it's just – I just wanted to kind of put that out there, you know. It ain't all about, you know, money. I don't think y'all playing them, you know. They just good, you know. There's good things going on everywhere, man.
Touche. Man, we need your family, your friends, just every time they call you on the phone to say, Roland.
That's right, Roland.
appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I parked out this year out at Olympia. Now, as I told you, around the stadium, they've done a masterful job. The Carolina Park and all that around there and cleaning all that up, the old farmer's market, cleaning that up, which used to be a dump. It's nice around there now. They did a much better job. I parked over there at Olympia Mills. Still work to be done. I'll tell you that. Still work to be done. All right, Zach Orr, I'm gonna tell you who's left, and then we'll go back over to depth charts later on. We'll do this over the next couple of weeks.
Please.
So Florida State lost six. Clemson lost four. Kane, Hearn, McLeod, Van Smith. Florida State lost six.
Can I ask about Virginia Tech?
Yes. Virginia Tech lost three. Tim Settle, defensive tackle.
Yep.
And then the Edmonds brothers. Told you about their dad this year. It was nice.
Yep.
Ricky Walker, the other single-digit defensive tackle, he's coming back. We'll go over the depth chart later on. I'm just going to tell you who's leaving right now. Miami lost four. defensive tackle R.J. McIntosh, running back Mark Walton, defensive tackle Kendrick Norton. They lost three, by the way. Michael Jackson and Jaquan Johnson both come back. Miami's going to be good next year. Louisville lost two. Lamar Jackson, Jerry Alexander, two really good players. Jesse Bates is leaving Wake Forest. Didn't know that's the case. Boston College didn't lose anybody. NC State lost Will Richardson, offensive lineman, and Naheem Hines. But they do get back Ryan Finley. North Carolina lost Andre Smith, linebacker. And let's see, Pittsburgh lost Jordan Whitehead, the safety. Tight end Brian O'Neill and wide receiver Quadre Henderson. In the SEC, Alabama lost five. Minka Fitzpatrick, the defensive back. Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver. Deron Payne. All those guys could have come back. And Ronnie Harrison could have come back. That's crazy. Also lost Bo Scarborough, the running back. Now, Damian Harris is coming back. Auburn lost four. Both running backs in Kerryon Johnson and Cameron Petway. Cornerback Carlton Davis and defensive end Jeff Holland. Well, Holland's a good player. Stidham comes back. Dontavius Russell comes back. Georgia, I told you, lost defensive lineman Trenton Thompson and Roquan Smith. Tennessee lost three. Running back John Kelly, defensive back Rashard Golden, and defensive tackle Khalil McKenzie, who did nothing in his career. I'm shocked McKenzie wasn't any better. LSU lost six. LSU loses more than almost every year than anybody. Defensive end Arden Key. Running back Darius Geis. Cornerback Kevin Tolliver. Also cornerback Dante Jackson. Guard Toby Weathersby. And offensive lineman Will Clapp. Florida lost three. Defensive tackle Taven Bryan. Wide receiver Antonio Callaway. And place kicker Eddie Pinero. Ole Miss lost defensive end Breland Speaks. A&M lost Christian Kirk, wide receiver. South Carolina lost Hayden Hurst, tight end. Mississippi State lost Montez Sweat, defensive end. No, he's coming back. I'm sorry. So that's all of the SEC guys. Arkansas didn't have anybody? I guess Mississippi State. Yeah. That's all the Vanderbilt? No. Kentucky? No. That's all the SEC guys. A text that didn't NC State lose Nick Chubb. Yeah, he was a senior. Everybody read off there, those are just juniors that are leaving. Let me go across the country and give you some of these juniors that left now. Notre Dame's Josh Adams, running back. These are alphabetical order. I'll give you the Zach, are you interested in anybody outside of ACC, SEC, or anybody of interest, you know, big name guys, whatever?
Penn State.
All right, I'll get to Penn State guys, too.
McSorley, if he's leaving or not.
McSorley's coming back. Great. Saquon Barkley's leaving. I gave you the ACC, SEC guys. Mark Andrews at Oklahoma, the tight end, is leaving. Ohio State's Jerome Baker, the linebacker, is leaving. Oklahoma offensive lineman Orlando Brown. So Oklahoma losing those guys and Mayfield. That's a big deal. Let's see here. Texas lost a bunch. Texas lost their punter, Michael Dix. I think Texas lost like four. Lost Deshaun Elliott, a defensive back. Southern Cal's Rasheem Green, defensive tackle, gone. Texas Holton Hill, defensive back, gone. Ohio State Sam Hubbard declared for the draft. Iowa defensive back Josh Jackson declared. That's a good deal for him. Oklahoma Devonta Lampkin, defensive tackle. Oklahoma got hurt in this deal. Let's see here. Stanford Quentin Meeks, defensive back, gone. UCLA got hurt as well. Colton Miller, offensive lineman, and then it was Josh Rosen, the quarterback. Notre Dame Quentin Nelson, offensive lineman, gone. He'll be a first round pick, we think. Who knows what we think. Stanford defensive lineman Harrison Phillips. Kent State lost a couple. Wide receiver Byron Pringle and DJ Reed, defensive back. UCLA, I told you about Rosen. Stanford lost another one. Dalton Schultz, tight end. You don't see guys leaving Stanford early very often. I did not see Bryce Love on the list. I'd check and see him. Ohio State, Denzel Ward. Texas lost Connor Williams as well. I did not see, let me see if I see Bryce Love on here, though. Is Bryce Love coming back to Stanford? Can we check that right quick here? Now, again, the deadline was last night. Let's see what Bryce Love did. Dun, 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 dun. No draft decision from Bryce Love 12 hours ago. So, hadn't heard anything out of the West Coast. Maybe Love comes back to Stanford. Who knows? Who knows how that'll turn out? I do know from talking to Russell Patterson and the great folks at the Patterson's Tax Service that they are geared up, ready to go. They've got their 5-hour energies or not. Now, these people, they're really looking forward to taking care of you. Here's what I'm telling you at the Patterson's Tax Service right now. 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. We're talking about everybody that I know, not everybody I know, a lot of people I know that are in this deal now where you really, really, really love getting those refunds. And almost like you depend on them. You know, a lot of people like Christmas time, put some credit card stuff on there and immediately pay it off with your refund. And maybe you went to bowl games, maybe you had a big purchase out there, maybe you're paying off loans, paying off student loans, whatever. So this refund is very, very important to you. Well, and how this thing has worked, because of the fraud that goes on, the IRS is really, they take their time now in refund checks. Used to be you get it back really, really quick. And so a lot of you are depending on that money and depending on it now. Well, through a great service that the IRS provides and the banks provide and things like this, you can get up to $2,500 in an advance to you. A couple of different ways to do it. To find out how you can do it, the Patterson Tax Service wants to take care of you. PATTAX.com. It's 859-8289. 859-8289. They are doing taxes right now. They are filing these taxes right now. Now, the IRS accepts them on January the 29th. But to get in the front of that line, go ahead and get your taxes done now and get that. If you need the refund, get the advance on the refund now and let them walk you through that process. I do my taxes with them every year. Almost everybody, everybody I know goes to the Patrick Tax Service as well. 859-8289. Anywhere you can hear my voice, let them take care of you. We have not talked about it yet. Tonight in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, there's a couple numbers you need to know about. I'll tell you about those numbers when you come back for more. Also, open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. The Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
My name is Jim Ledford. I'm a nurse.
I'm Della, and I work in the insurance industry. I first heard about the Health Dare from a local radio personality. I was just overweight, unhealthy. My doctor has been really pushing me on cholesterol medicine.
Before the Health Dare, my knee was just killing me.
Jim and I actually decided to take the Health Dare as an anniversary present to one another for our 18th wedding anniversary. Combined, Jim and I together have lost over 100 pounds and over 100 inches.
I don't feel tired all the time. I'm able to get into jeans that I haven't been into in 18 years.
I was absolutely amazed. The Health Dare addressed, I think, every concern. The Health Dare has been incredibly easy. Every person I know that has any health concern, any desire to lose weight, I wish every single person would take the Health Dare.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Numbers matter in this segment. They matter to a lot of college students out there as well, a lot of parents out there as well, and university colleges. I'm on their website right now. Man, it looks awesome. I've been out. I know what it looks like. This is great. University colleges, universitycolleges.com. It is a different culture there. You get your own place to live, and it's not dorm life. It's not duplexes. It's not apartments. It's your own deal there with fitness facilities and meeting areas and dog parks and all that. It really is cool to see. You're going to love university colleges. You're going to love the fact that you get 5-month leases and 10-month leases, and at about $500, you can't beat that. The best rates, the best in safety, the best in, where the cat bus comes, and only 5- and 10-month leases. Those numbers certainly matter. Matters in this segment. By the way, call them 784-3400, University Colleges, Ingalls Crossing, universitycolleges.com. Second, I have some numbers that matter for you. And not that 50-something number. I don't care about that number. Let me explain why. North Carolina's a 6-point favorite tonight. That number matters, right? Because we're talking about the 2018 game. I have some other numbers that matter, though. See, I want to win tonight because I care about the 2017-18 team. This wouldn't do anything to validate Clemson pre-2018 in basketball. As much as I love Tre Rollins, as much as I love Cliff Hammonds, as much as I love some of the great players of all times, my next-door neighbor, Terrell Suit, former Clemson basketball superstar, much as I love those guys, this doesn't validate anything about the basketball program at Clemson. I care about this team winning this game for this team. The numbers that really matter, not that 50-something number, the fact that tonight, number 20, Clemson versus number 15, North Carolina in the AP poll. In the coaches poll, number 18, Clemson, number 14, North Carolina. Those numbers matter to me. What matters to me is the Tigers 15-2, 4-1 in the league, trying to stay ahead of North Carolina 14-4 and 3-2 in the league to hand the Tar Heels their third loss instead of being tied with them. At the end of the night, they could be 4-2. Both teams could be 4-2, and the Tar Heels would have a tiebreaker over Clemson. See, that number matters. Not going back and trying to make amends for any other thing that happened in the last 50, 60, 70 years. I don't care about that. I want this team to win because I want Dante Grantham to win. I want Eli Thomas to win.
Well, how far have we come where we want Dante Grantham to win and we're rooting for him hard and it's not a constant look into his game and what he's doing wrong?
Well, how far has he come?
Exactly.
Not us, him. Because, man, his body language is different. His attitude is different. Completely different.
But I think I like Dante Grantham.
I do. I like him now.
What happened?
He changed his attitude. But you see my point, Zach? 1-50 whatever doesn't mean anything to me. 5-1 in the league does. 16-2 does. moving up in the polls, RPI, those things matter to me. Not what happened in 1974, 68, 62, 59. I don't care about that stuff. I want this team to win for this team, for this RPI, for this ACC standings. Make sense? All right. You still like to break the streak there, right?
I love to break the streak.
Doesn't matter.
One is better than a goose egg.
My life doesn't change at all if you break that streak. But, man, RPI, I'm much more concerned about the RPI rather than the whatever all that other stuff was.
One game at a time.
We're on to Notre Dame. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Dave is in Simpsonville, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. You're absolutely right. The 2017-2018 Clemson Tigers have an opportunity to go into a very hostile environment and to better their chances to get seeded in the NCAA tournament. Has a good opportunity to get seeded, because what do we look for in basketball season? We want to be in the situation to where we're not in any of the early play-in games. The way the ACC tournament is so retarded this way that you have to start playing Tuesday in order that you get to play on Saturday. And we don't want to play on Tuesday, because that means by Saturday you've run out of gas. So we need to be playing Thursday or Friday or whenever this thing starts up. We don't care about any of this other noise that's out there, because this team has no control over that. I look at one thing, Nikki Plyler, is Wofford. What did Wofford do to go into the Dean Dome and for their program shock the world? Why can't Clemson go in and do the exact same thing? Why does it have to be that Clemson goes into the Dean Dome and goes by the wayside? This is a very good basketball team. And when they played their C game, and I would even say their C-minus game, up in the Tobacco Road last week against NC State, they came within one free throw of winning, of going into overtime and possibly winning the ball game, being down 12 with a minute 32. It shows us where this program is and a resilient factor. So I'm not saying we're going to go up there and win. I'm just simply saying we're going to go up there and compete and have a good showing because of what this team did Saturday. Miami threw everything they can, had a couple of seven-point leads at points in the ball game where Clemson of past would have faltered. But these guys kept coming back, hitting free throws down. They were 100% on the free throw line at late in the second half, Mickey,
yeah.
And then ended up finishing 92% from the free throw line. These guys have confidence going in and playing against these teams. So I look forward to seeing them go up and competing. And I do hope, and I know that they're gonna do their best. They're not going to go up there and just lay an egg. So, you know, I want to say we're going to win, but, hey, you know what? Oh, hell with it, Mickey. We're going to go up there and win. We're not going there to lose. Are you kidding me? Mickey, I went on the limb and said we're going to beat Bama by 10. I'm not going up there to lose. North Carolina can kiss the fattest part of my backside. We're going to go up there and win, Mickey, because I told you last week that Bryant, Christian Wilkins, and Cleveland Farrell were coming back. This is the age of Clemson. We're going to win, Mickey. Write it down. Woo! Have a great day.
Woo! Jet flying. Limousine riding. Whew, I felt good.
Jet feeling, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding. Woo! Jet flying. Set up again. They call, woo, the nature boy.
I love it. I forgot to add this numbers matter. Zach Ola. RPI, North Carolina currently number 5, Clemson number 6. Huge RPI game tonight.
Interesting.
Yeah, huge RPI game tonight. So not only number 20 versus number 15, number 18 versus 14. Not only 15-2 versus 14-4. Not only 4-1 versus 3-2 in the league, but RPI number 6 versus RPI number 5. So big game tonight. You know, this is different than normally facing North Carolina, because the Tar Heels are going with a little smaller lineup as of late. And normally you're facing a massive North Carolina team with length will give you a problem. Now, they might go back to more length. I don't know. I'm not sure what their bench options are up there. But this is not like your daunting task of this huge North Carolina team if they are if they will go small tonight. We'll see. All right, here's a question for you. You got your deal where Christian Wilkins came back rather than beat North Carolina, so that means Clemson loses tonight with North Carolina. No, on a serious note, if I told you you can win tonight, then lose to Notre Dame at home and Virginia on the road, or lose tonight and when beat Notre Dame, beat Virginia, what would you have? What would you say?
Lose tonight, beat Notre Dame, beat Virginia.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah.
No, that's easy.
Yeah, because Virginia's going to be number two in the country. Maybe. Who knows what happens between now and then, but next week. But the other side of it is two wins compared to one rather than just breaking the streak. In other words, you're feeling like I'm feeling this thing. Streak, smreak. Streak.
Would I love to see it end? Sure. Yeah. But it's not end all be all for me.
Will you go downtown and dance in the streets like you did when Clemson won the national championship of football and go party and run out in the streets?
No,
and
I'll walk out of that front studio, get to my car, and go home and go to bed.
That's right. You got to work tonight.
I do.
Post game ends at 9:15 tonight. What time you get back to the
game ends at 9:15. If they win, it'll be a little bit longer.
Yeah,
I'll probably be home by 10:30, 10:45.
Well, it'll be longer.
Just because they want to talk more about it, and Brownell wants to talk, and we'll have ourselves, you know, a little talk fest.
Hey, at least Brownell shows up for the post game.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
654-ROAR, 654-7627. It's a big game tonight. Anytime you have two top 10 RPI teams, it's a big, big game tonight. And you know what happens at RPI? Road wins are huge with RPI. And on top of that, you know, beating high-ranked road teams are huge with that. Mitchell Construct said, Mickey, I vote for option three. Beat North Carolina, then beat Notre Dame, then beat Virginia. I didn't know there was an option three in there. Yeah, I tell you what, let me go with that one, too. I didn't know that was available to me. On the streak thing, the reason that the Tar Heels have won, I don't even know what it is, but 50-something, they've had the best team about 50 times out of the 56 or 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever it is. Clemson has not had the better team in there. I don't think Clemson's the better team tonight, are they? I know the line is 6. You get about 3 or 4 for home court advantage maybe. But I don't think Clemson's the best team tonight, are they? Isn't North Carolina still better than Clemson this year?
Are they?
Everybody points to the Wofford thing. Yeah, I get it. Good on you with that one. But North Carolina has some nice wins out there. For instance, you don't get to be number 5 in the RPI without having good wins. The Tar Heels on the season.
Can you explain the RPI to people?
Yeah.
I'm getting some questions.
Ratings Performance Index.
Okay.
And it used to be more important when it came to tournament time and tournament selection stuff. Still important, but it's not the end all there. But it has to do with how you do against other teams and how those other teams do against other teams. In other words, rating their schedule and how they do and obviously the better teams. I shouldn't have to explain RPI to people. Everybody wants to give the Tar Heels a hard time for losing to Wofford. Their other losses were to Michigan State, who was number 4 at the time, Florida State on the road, who was number 24 at the time, and then Virginia on the road is number 2 in the country now. They're number 8 when they beat them, now they're number 2. At home this year, they have just one loss. That was to Wofford. That was a slip-up game. We'll give them that. Joel Berry will be the main guy that you have to stop tonight. Seven Woods, by the way, Seventh Woods not played a whole lot. I think he's still out with an injury. The surprising part of North Carolina is that Luke May in this small lineup is playing in the post, but Luke May is averaging 18 points a game. Remember, Luke May came down to Clemson in North Carolina. Father Mark May played football in North Carolina. Kenny Williams is a good player. Theo Pinson's a good player. But this is really a Joel Berry and Luke May show. Maybe Kenny Williams a little bit there too. We'll see. But this is not the longest team you've seen in a while at North Carolina. Playing, what did they list May at, by the way? He's playing in the post a lot. And he's 6'8". Now, that being said, does that mean Eli Thomas is going to be a big factor down low tonight? We'll see. North Carolina playing a little.
The tone for this game will be set if early if Eli picks up a foul within the first 3 minutes of this game.
He just got his third foul and hadn't left. Yeah. Or they're still at the hotel right now.
He needs to be very careful this evening.
Yeah. They don't have the space. They don't have that long space heating 3, 4, and 5. They're always bigger than you at 2.
Long.
And then they're bigger than you at 3.
Long.
And they're bigger than you at 4. And they're bigger than you at 5.
Long.
Long. Put it this way. Barry's 6 foot, all right?
Long. Is he long?
May at 6'8" is playing in the post.
Tell you right now, he's long.
Kenny Williams is about 6'4". Thea Pinson, I thought it was Pinson. Pinson's about 6'6", that's what I thought. I thought 6'6", 6'7". They list him at 6'6". You see my point?
Yeah.
They aren't.
They ain't short.
No, but they're not.
They're long.
Long. They're not like the old North Carolina teams.
Long.
Let me get Snapbook. 6'5", 4", roar. Good morning, Snapbook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
I'm living on the wild side a little bit this morning, Mickey. Got Mrs. Snapbook driving me to the airport, so I needed a little bit of morning adrenaline.
Where are you headed? Where are you going?
I'm going to Detroit.
Oh,
for
that's
a couple
right.
Days.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got everything insulated and camouflaged that I own, so we're gonna try to stay warm. We'll see.
Yeah.
Do what?
You're gonna stick out like a turn of punch bowl in Detroit, Michigan.
That's okay. That's all right. You know, it's funny. I'm wearing my Pats hoodie right now, so I mean, they're gonna love me.
Oh, they're gonna think, "Hey, who's this guy?" Yeah.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Zach, when you talk about somebody being long, you talk about like golfers, like Dustin Johnson. I mean, you got to throw a couple of extra O's in there. He's long.
He is long. Dustin.
Super long.
Speaking of Dustin's standpoint, I'm working on a little shut face in the back, keeping that club face shut at the top and kind of shutting it on the downswing a little bit, trying to hit it like Dustin a little bit, I don't have the athletic ability or his kind of flexibility or kind of hips like that, but at least trying to shut a little bit, trying to hit a little bit longer. My old age, man, I'm gasping for some distance somewhere, fighting for yardage somewhere.
There's a trick to that, Mickey, and the hard thing about it is you have got to rotate left. I mean, you have got to when you come down in through the impact zone, you have got to rotate left hard.
Yep.
You know, you swing left to keep the ball from going left.
Yep.
So just remember that.
You got it, brother.
It's powerful. It's powerful. Don't get me wrong, but you're almost taking the whole entire, you know, right side out of the golf course.
All right.
Just remember that.
Just grip it and rip it, fellas. I don't know what you guys are worrying about. All this
we want to hit it long. I can tell you that.
I want to hit it long.
Get some length to it.
Length.
Mickey, have you heard what the final decision was? What was the final tipping point, final quarter on the scale for number 42 to come back next season?
I have not heard. He's not been interviewed yet. In the end, I'm sure it was a draw to go one more time with the fellas, but and the school and all that kind of stuff. But I have not heard yet. Hadn't heard from him yet.
Okay. I just curious of what the final decision was. I mean, you know, we can all speculate. You know, I mean, the kid loves it there.
Yeah.
Wanted to finish school, et cetera, et cetera. I just like to kind of hear it from him exactly what.
Well, he's graduated, but now he'll start a whole new. I told you a few weeks ago that he had done some grad school prep work for grad school, and thinking if he wanted to come back, what would that look like? So that's interesting. But man, I know one thing: that is 4 5-stars and 8 4-stars when it comes to defensive line right now.
Is it possible that next season our entire defensive line could be drafted in the first round?
it's early to talk about this draft, but next draft. But I'll tell you this. If Christian Wilkins plays like I think he can, if Dexter Lawrence plays healthy and plays like I think he can, and if Farrell and Bryant play like I think they can, then I think they will all be in that conversation. Yeah.
That's how did Herb Street say it? Just a disgusting amount of riches, or how did he say it?
Embarrassment of riches.
Embarrassment of riches. Yeah. Embarrassment of riches.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not at all. Mickey, rotate left and hit it long.
You got it, brother. Hey, be safe on your trip. Come back home.
All right, man. All right, appreciate buddy. It.
Good to hear from you. Tell you about our friends at Priority One. And what the folks at Priority One do. Priority One Securities, that's who's in charge now of our security here. We are like so many of the companies across the upstate, we depend on Priority One. You want to protect your employees. You want to protect your customers. You want to protect your inventory, all of your equipment. I mean, Zach, the most important thing we have here is you. Besides that, we've got this equipment. Come think of it, you're a lot more expendable than equipment. Man, we got a lot of nice equipment here as you work with on all these broadcasts. So we want to protect that. And we have cameras everywhere. We have alarm systems everywhere. We have all of that. Don't forget about Priority One when it comes to your commercial use, your industrial use as well, or your home use. It's our great friends over at Priority One. Check out more at PriorityOneSecurity.com. If you're on hold, William Blake, you guys hang on. We'll come back for more from Mickey Plata Show. One more open phone line segment before Tony Morrell after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company. Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
It says a lot about a business who served the upstate for 30 years. It says even more when that business, family-owned and operated, has continued to grow and take care of thousands of homeowners like you. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate is full service with 24-hour emergency attention to your plumbing issues. 30 years in business, family-owned and operated, and proud alumni of Clemson. Roto-Rooter, online at Roto-Rooter.sc or call them at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
The holidays are over and your guests have left your carpet looking like a mess. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning can help. For the month of January, you get 3 rooms cleaned for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now at 558-7300. That's 558-7300. Or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Get 3 rooms cleaned for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, is the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Get your tweet on at Mickey Plyler. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You said it, brother.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
On Twitter, Lee writes in, call of the day from Dave. Got me pumped up a bit. Also, Joseph said, don't ever put the band in Upper Deck and don't ever make Delvin hold that long again. We won't do that. Brent writes in on Twitter at Mr. Orr 24 and at Mickey Potter. What kind of impact does Wilkins and the others have on available scholarships for February signing date? Well, that's just one less scholarship for February, but they're not going to turn down a great player. They'll figure out a way to make the numbers work.
What kind of impact do they have on the incoming freshman defensive lineman?
You mean on Belk, Jeffries, Henry, and Thomas?
See.
Well, obviously, those first team snaps aren't up for grabs anymore. We know who the starters will be. I do think that those guys will play a lot. I'm not sure about Jeffries and Belk a lot, but I think Henry and Thomas play a lot. And I think that means that for the first time all last year, you didn't see Bryant and Bryant and Farrell come off the field a lot. I think Bryant and Farrell will now get more rest. And you'll see those guys rotating a lot more and fresher. And as a result, better players at the end of the year. So I think you'll see those guys play. I don't think Thomas and Henry's snaps will be affected, but they won't be first-team snaps. They'll be special down snaps, special packages snaps, second-half snaps. And I think the goal would be to have Wilkins and Lawrence and Farrell and Bryant with some baseball caps on in the third and fourth quarter of a lot of games.
How do you beat this team?
Clemson?
This defense.
This defense?
I like to ask myself, how do you beat such and such? It's a way to objectively look at it. And I'm having a hard time holding something down here.
You're not going to run the ball on them.
Okay.
Because don't forget behind that, Kendall Joseph and Trey Lamar.
Sure. You going to sit back there and throw the ball?
No, because
you're going to take that 5-7-step drop and see what happens? You going to dink and dunk them to death? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Get Austin Bryan up there snagging interceptions again? Christian Wilkins batting stuff down? Mm. What are you going to do?
You're not.
I'm legitimately asking, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I guess go fast and hope they tire out, and they're going to sub in 5 stars?
Yeah, get those guys on the bench being 5 stars coming in.
Sub in the 6 other 4 stars on the bench?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you beat them.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, the answer is you don't.
So, I mean, they can be beaten. We've seen it, right? No. They lost Alabama 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but not this guy's coming back for senior year like now.
Oh, boy.
No, not going to happen. 6'5", hope the offense messes up the way you beat them, I guess. 6'5", Roar. Our friend William and TR is up next. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, boy, it's great to see our basketball team playing as well as they are. You think you might be able to hit some do's and don'ts for our basketball fans here as far as how to cheer? Because it seems like we know what to do in football, but we get in that basketball arena. What do? We're supposed to cheer loud? No, I'm going to sit on my hands and watch, or can I cheer now? It just seems like we're not cheering the whole time, or when we get up, make 2 big buckets and get up by 6 points. Everybody's kind of looking around at you. Why are you being so loud?
I joked that with some other fans in the years past that at Clemson, we don't know if a basketball has air or feathers in it. We don't know. We know nothing about this game. But it is it's fun, man. It's fun to see. And for the last, for a lot of these years in here, football got us through the middle of January, and then baseball started middle of February. We kind of took a little time off there. Well, now it's fun not to have any time off because you got a big one now. It can be a packed house of Little John on Saturday. You got a number 2 for Virginia next week. And you got some, you still got Duke on here. You got North Carolina coming to town here in a couple of weeks, too. So this is fun. Florida State and all Georgia State. You got a lot of really big games out there. Be a lot of fun.
Well, my wife's been to a bunch of football games over the year, but I finally started getting her to go to basketball games. I think she likes it better than she does the football games because it's a faster pace. It's just more exciting. It's closer game the whole time. She had a way better time at it than she does football games, I think.
I know friends of mine that feel that way. I've got one friend of mine I know that feels that way. It's faster. You get in there and you get out. It's loud. I mean, it can get energy in the building, athleticism everywhere. I can certainly understand that.
Just remember, when all else fails, just cheer. That's all you have to do. As far as yesterday, y'all talking about taking what we'd rather have, Zion or winning tonight, Zion every day of the week. Go Tigers.
I appreciate it. We appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get Steven and Raleigh. Steven, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good to talk to you. Hey, listen, next Monday, Zion Williamson announces, correct?
Saturday. This Saturday coming up.
Saturday. Yep. Saturday the 20th. Is
yes,
that correct?
That's
yeah.
Right. That's
listen,
right.
I'm going to take a page out of Chad from Columbia's book just for a minute. And I love Chad. Listen, if I'm at work and I'm listening to you guys, and one of my coworkers is trying to explain a project to me, and Chad comes home, I tell them, just go away. Just go away for about 5 minutes. I got other things to do. Hey, Clemson, if they wanted to, they could start their defensive line with all five stars, correct? Henry, Thomas, Lawrence, and Wilkins.
Yep.
Go behind them with Trey Lamar, five-star guy. A.J. Terrell behind him. Travion Mullen, was he a five-star coming out of?
Top 100, but not five-star. Four-star. He was top 100, but he was four-star.
Four-star.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Is it true that South Carolina has only had two five-stars, Chris Culver and Jadeveon Clowney, in their program?
Lattimore was Lattimore might have been a five-star. Alshon Jeffrey, did you say him? I think he was a five-star by one of these services.
Okay.
Clowney was for sure. Culver was an overrated five-star, obviously.
He was. What I'm getting to is, this is their worst nightmare, Mickey. It's like a nightmare that won't end as far as South Carolina. And honestly, the rest of the ACC, what just happened over the weekend and yesterday with these three guys announcing that they're coming back. I mean, can you just imagine an offensive coordinator up here in Raleigh and Virginia Tech, and I think we play Duke next year? I mean, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with this? You guys were talking earlier about how do you beat Clemson. My brother and I, we were having a discussion about it last night. I can't come up with an answer. I can't come up with a way of you beat Clemson. Can you imagine in the third quarter when the game is already over and the announcer says, yeah, we have a new quarterback, five-star Hunter Johnson's in.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter rolls around. Announcer goes, well, got a new quarterback in for Clemson. It's five-star Lawrence. I mean, how great is that?
Or in the first quarter where Lawrence No, yeah.
What's that?
I said, or in the first quarter when Trevor Lawrence plays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen there. Here's how Alabama beat Clemson. They had a pick that after the horse collar took them down to the 27-yard line, they scored about five plays later. And then the very next offensive play, they had a pick six. They pressured Kelly Bryant, and they shut down the running game, and Clemson's offense couldn't put up points and took advantage of some field position to beat it. So now, you know, Clemson's defense is going to be – they were the fourth-ranked defense in the country last year, and they bring back eight starters. They'll be the number one defense in the country, I would think, on paper going into the season. That said, how do you do it? Well, you got to find a way to shut the offense down, create some turnovers, maybe a special teams play, and get a low-scoring affair like Alabama did and try to shut them out that way. That's about the only way I see it. But if ETN takes a jump and T. Higgins takes a jump and Amari Rodgers takes a jump and Renfro, and you get better play of the quarterback play there, and your offensive line grows up a little bit, I don't see how in the world you do. So,
January 1st was just kind of – it was an anomaly. We haven't seen Clemson really play that bad in a long time. I'd say going all the way back to Georgia Tech 2014 – maybe Georgia in the same year.
Right.
But Clemson's well-equipped to handle Alabama again. And like Walt said yesterday, honestly, I think you can go ahead and pencil those two teams in again.
I think when you look at schedules and who they're bringing back, I think it is very clear that these two are by far the two best teams in the country. Ohio State has a chance, but they've got some question marks. Clemson and Alabama have less question marks than anybody in the country next year.
Yep. Hey, Mickey, it was good to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get a win tonight up here.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hope I do that up there for sure. Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Tony Morrell's going to join us in our next hour. We got a lot to talk with South Carolina, where they are. We'll ask about the Lattimore hire and the other hires and salaries, and we'll ask about the where the recruiting is for the Gamecocks coming down the stretch. I want to tell you about Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. I was with a builder the other day here in town. He's a friend of mine. I saw him in a restaurant, and we were talking about his business and how things are going and what they're doing and remodeling that they're doing and the home construction, new home construction that they're doing, all the different projects they have going on. And I said, oh, by the way, how are my friends at Harbin Lumber? And they go, well, everything like you always think. How do you think they are? I went, great. And he goes, yeah, you're exactly right. They're great. And there's no doubt about it that in the end, these guys will give you every single delivery in full, on time, every time. They're going to team with you. They know that if you're not successful, there's no way that they can be successful. And in the end, that there's no way that they can make it. So they team with you. They want to learn more about you, your niche, your business, and really how, you know, educate you on some things they do and learn more about saving you time and saving you money. So every single delivery in full on time, every single time. It's my great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. 353-5053. 864-353-5053. Christian Wilkins is coming back to Clemson. Roquan Smith leaving Georgia. Clemson and North Carolina tonight. Tar Heels a 6-point favorite. 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill. 6:30 pregame show. Also, college basketball from last night. Duke and Kansas have huge comebacks. Kansas goes on the road, beats West Virginia after a comeback, and Duke goes on the road and beats Miami after a nice comeback. So a lot of big things going on there. Finally, don't forget a big junior day at Clemson in recruiting this weekend. Have a lot of juniors coming to town. We'll ask Paul Strelo about that coming up on Thursday. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Tony Morrell is going to be here. The Gamecocks had a busy week last week and some busy recruiting days coming up. We'll ask him about that and so much